Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
To don that jersey one more time,
mm-hmm.
and to have that be your official basketball home with your final season or seasons being there, that matters. I think that matters in terms of how people feel about LeBron's legacy overall, regardless of whether or not he wins a championship.
It just feels right, too, doesn't it? For you to bookend your career where you're from, where you have the biggest win in your life. Maybe not the best era of basketball you've ever had, but the biggest basketball win that you will ever have. And still to this day, one of those I'll never forget where I was moments in sports when LeBron James defeats the Golden State Warriors to bring a title back to Cleveland. He mended that fence that he disrupted when he had the decision and he said he was taking his talents to South Beach. He delivered on the promise. So to be able to wear that jersey again, go back home, feel the love from those people who are your people. It's where you're from. Certainly makes a lot of sense. Let's go to Michael.
Man, I'll tell you what, if LeBron goes to Cleveland and they don't win it, everybody will say, man, the curse of James Harden kept the second greatest player that ever laced him up from having a chance to contend yet again.
CC,
the curse of James Harden.
What an excellent point. If he goes, let's just go through this. If he goes to the Sixers with Jaylen Brown, Vijay Edgecombe, Tyrese Maxey, and I can never assume a healthy Joel Embiid, but let's just for the argument, assume a healthy Joel Embiid, and LeBron James, were like, you should be contending and winning. And if they don't, that's the one place on his resume where he didn't win. If he goes to Golden State, you're joining what was your nemesis, and you don't win, but Kevin Durant did it and you didn't win. That reflects more poorly on LeBron James than it does Steph Curry, Draymond, etc. If he goes to Cleveland and he doesn't win, it's not only all love because, hey, you're one of us. Shout out 2016. It's a decade later and we're still showing you love. It will be James Harden's fault. The fans will point to James Harden. It's actually, there is not one downside for LeBron going home and finishing his career out in Cleveland. What's the downside? Am I missing a downside?
The only downside is that he's away from his family.
Well, yeah, it's a personal downside, certainly.
That's the only downside.
And you're going to be away from your family regardless because they're in LA.
Exactly.
Wow. Let's go to Michael, CC, who is hanging out in Chicago. Beautiful this time of year. He's watching on ESPN, too. Michael, where should LeBron James finish his career?
Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Chris Canty. Michelle, you hit the nail right on the head when you said that LeBron should go to Philadelphia. Not only would it be great for the city of Philadelphia, it would be great for Vijay, it would be great for Maxey, Jaylen Brown, and LeBron, and we're going to count Joel Embiid in just in case if he makes it. Now, if Rich Paul, now that he knows that Philadelphia is on the table, if he could convince LeBron to accept that, that would be explosive. That would be such an amazing win for the city of Philadelphia. Like I said, it would be more spectacular than the win that the Knicks just had in New York. It would be unbelievable for that city. LeBron, Maxey, DJ, and Jaylen Brown. That would be unbelievable.
Thank you, Michael, for the call. And CC, Michael had me up until he said it would be bigger for Philly than it was for the Knicks to win after 52 years.
Yeah, nah. You're not going to have millions of people in the streets in Philadelphia the way that you had that with New York City. Just not going to happen. People were showing up for the parade literally the stroke of midnight in New York City just to make sure that they had an opportunity to be a part of the Knicks parade. That was a half century in the making. Yeah, no shot that the Sixers fans, if they win a championship, are going to show up and show out the way that the Knicks fans did.
Because the Knicks are the team that connects New York City, just like, and we have two Philly, not residents, but people from Philly on our show, and Pat and Cam, they can correct me if I'm wrong, but the Knicks connect New York the way the Eagles connect Philly. And when I was in Philly a couple months ago, I went to a Sixers game, and CeCe, there was almost more people wearing Eagles gear at the Sixers game than were wearing Sixers gear.
I mean,
yeah, our very own Pat Costello was out on the Sixers until they just traded for Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but now he's all in.
That's because of Paul George. But if LeBron came to the Sixers and won them a title, the parade would be gigantic. There'd be like
bigger
2 million.
Than the Eagles.
It would be as big as the Eagles parade with LeBron.
As big?
With LeBron,
as big LeBron is there. Yeah,
if
absolutely.
LeBron's there, absolutely.
But he's not yours.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly. People would love LeBron. Sixers, if he came to Philly.
Sixers
really?
Fans have yes. been wanting LeBron to come to for Philly like 10 for years. Over a decade.
Sure.
Wow.
But to think it would be bigger than an Eagles parade,
it would be
gigantic. Crazy.
I mean, it would look different than the Knicks because the Knicks tried to jam theirs into like a 3-block radius, but.
Okay, let's not diss the parade. It was an awesome time.
Yeah, you're being disrespectful to the city.
No, I mean, it was
just he's a hater, CC.
It was
just
poorly planned out.
It's the Canyon of Heroes.
It's the route.
It was poorly planned out.
It's the historic route. Okay, but we say here in New York, and CC, you can back me up on this, when people are walking around the city saying Knicks and five, like it's peace be with you. It's like you're getting a coffee, and instead of saying have a good day, you're like, even now, you're like Knicks and five. That's Philly and go Birds. When I was in Philly, it was St. Patrick's Day weekend. As you can imagine, a lot of those people there having a good time, throwing a few back. I was standing on the street and there was a confrontation between two people as we were waiting for a light to cross the street. And it's kind of like a go Birds. You know, even if things get heated, it's like we can find commonality and squash this with a go Birds. I'm not hearing go Sixers when I'm walking around the streets of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Smalls. Like, I have a hard time believing that the city would rally behind the Sixers the way that they back the Birds or the way that they back the Phillies. It just doesn't feel the same.
But I would love to have us have the opportunity to find out if LeBron went there and won. That would certainly be juicy. Well, he's Chris Canty. I'm Michelle Smallman. And if you've tuned into this show for the past 3 years, thank you. You know what's coming up next and you're excited. If you're joining us for the first time, also thank you. But one of the great things that we do on our show is once a year on the 4th of July weekend, heading into the 4th of July weekend, our 4th of July enthusiast and Super Bowl champion, Chris Canty, gives us his do's and don'ts for the 4th of July. It's always a good time. It's always a spicy list, and it comes your way next here on Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. Heated rivals face off in Los Angeles. The MLB leading Dodgers face Manny Machado and the San Diego Padres.
Grand slam for Manny Machado!
Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern, with first pitch at 7:20 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Less than 4 in 10 kids aged 6 through 12 are playing sports regularly. 4 in 10 kids? Let it sink in. Just 4 in 10 kids. ESPN is building a nationwide coalition powered by Disney called Take Back Sports, with the purpose of training more coaches, expanding access, and creating community-driven sports programming that puts kids and fun first. We're working on that story. We hope you'll join us.
Visit TakeBackSports.org to learn more.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
It's Justin Acri for Serta Pro Painters, and if you've been putting off that painting project, now's the time. Celebrate America's 250th anniversary with Serta Pro Painters and get $250 off projects of $2,500 or more when you schedule by July 10th. I've used Serta Pro Painters on several projects over the years, and the process could not have been easier. Great communication, professional crews, and they treated my home with care. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Whether it's inside or out, let freedom and fresh paint ring. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. In the snows of Kilimanjaro, Ernest Hemingway writes, he had destroyed his talent by not using it, by betrayals of himself and what he believed in, by drinking so much that he blunted the edge of his perceptions, by laziness, by sloth, and by snobbery, by pride and by prejudice, by the hook and by crook. One of the things that makes life worthwhile is using our talents and abilities to bless others and make a difference in this world. We're here for a short time, friends. Make the most of it. Double B supports all hardworking Arkansans who are contributing to the common good. Our 34 locations across the state are here to help you make a quick pit stop so you can take care of business. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it and go. That's Double B's.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Don't worry, we don't understand ourselves either.
You're listening to 103.7 The Buzz. Central Arkansas's home for the Hogs. KABZ-FM, Little Rock.
Evan, Canty, and Michelle are unsportsmanlike.
Here we go, getting ready for one of the best holidays on the American calendar, the 4th of July. It's 4th of July Eve, and I'm here with my annual public service announcement, my do's and don'ts for the 4th of July. So we're always a glass half full show.
Yep.
So I'm going to start with the don'ts on the front end, and then I'll give you the do's on the back end.
Love it.
So Smalls, as my accountability partner, are you okay with your operations?
I would love to end on a positive note, CC, because that positivity is going to propel us through the rest of the show and into the holiday weekend. So I love that we'll start with the negatives first.
All right, so this is Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. No Evan Cohen this week, which means we're having a good time. The first lady of Unsportsmanlike, Michelle Smallman. And, of course, I'm the resident Super Bowl champ. And without further ado, let's get into my don'ts for the 4th of July. No raisins in the sweet potato casserole, potato salad, or coleslaw. Yeah. I'm not looking for the fruit in the potato casserole, the potato salad, or the coleslaw. It doesn't belong in there. I'm not sure why people want to go with that. Sweet and savory doesn't work with that combination. It just doesn't. So cut it out. Stop putting fruit in the sweet potato casserole, the potato salad, or the coleslaw. Next up, no mayo-based salads, okay? Meat and eggs don't mix. No mayo-based salads. So you can do the mustard-based, you can do the vinegar-based when it comes to the coleslaw, the potato salad, but no mayo-based. Next up, no flimsy paper plates.
Great one.
People get together at cookouts or barbecues, and there is a difference between cookouts and barbecues, but when people are getting together this weekend, they're going to pile it high, and they're going back for seconds. So the best thing that you can do as a host is make sure that they have a sturdy foundation for all of the food, because the worst thing you can have is getting a hot link off the grill or getting some ribs off the grill, and your paper plate folds, and it falls on the ground. Nobody wants that. It's a complete waste of time and energy. Don't cheap out. Get sturdy paper plates. Next up, and I'm in the South, I'm in South Carolina, so I feel like this is a pointed comment directly for this part of the country. No celebrate gunfire. What goes up must come down. I understand people want to get out of hand. People want to get excited. People are shooting fireworks. Make sure that's all you're shooting this weekend. No celebratory gunfire. Again, yes. What goes up must come down. We don't need any kind of tragic accidents happening, okay? Keep the firearms in the gun safes. Nobody needs to see them this weekend. Next, no bathing suits unless you're at the beach or you're at a pool, okay? Adults wear real clothes outside.
I was going to need you to clarify that one.
Yeah, I was like,
what kind of parties are you having over there, man?
What do you mean?
Well, you just said no bathing suits.
No bathing suits unless you're at the beach or at a pool.
It just sounded like
so
you
don't
wanted
go to a barbecue in a bathing suit.
Don't go to a barbecue in a bathing suit.
It sounded like you were suggesting everyone shows up to your house naked.
Oh no, I got what he was saying.
Check your bathing suit at the door, please.
I literally said adults wear real clothes outside.
I know. I need you to.
You have selective hearing right now,
Pat. Pat's mind's in the gutter. His mind's in the gutter.
Yeah, where are you going with this, bro?
I'm just glad that you clarified.
But I said that and you didn't hear it.
You said it later though. You said no bathing suits.
Oh my gosh! All right, Pat Costello, I can't let you interrupt my flow. We got a lot to get to. No meat on the grill that's not grilled or fried. I mean, I guess that goes without saying. But no meat that's not grilled or fried this weekend.
Okay, got it.
I don't want it. I don't want anything baked. I don't want anything like that. I want it grilled or I want it fried.
Fair.
And if it's not grilled or fried, it has no place at the cookout or the barbecue. Point blank, period. Next one. No ramen salad. Smalls, I know that you get down with the ramen salad. You make a mean one, but not this weekend. Keep that in the chamber. We don't need the ramen salad. There's plenty of other good eats. Leave the ramen salad for a later date. Here's an important announcement. Here's an important don't. It's America's 250th birthday. Let her be the star. Fly the flag high and proud, but don't wear it. I don't need you wearing the American flag.
I've got an American flag shirt on right now.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need it. No, we don't need you. We don't need you doing it. Don't need to wear the American flag, okay? All right, just gonna put that out there.
Wow.
Sorry, Smalls. I know it feels like a personal attack.
It does. To me and Ralph Lauren.
Here's the other one. No propane when it comes to grilling. No.
Can't co-sign that one either.
We are strictly a charcoal and wood family. There's no propane. It tastes different. There's that filmy type of gas taste on the food. I can't get down with that. I need the charcoal briquettes. I need the wood. That's how we're getting down. No propane. Just say no. Last don't. Spaghetti is no longer a don't. Chicagoans have softened my heart when it comes to this.
What?
But spaghetti used to be a don't. And now I'm saying we can't hate on the spaghetti. So we're taking spaghetti officially off the don'ts list.
That is shocking because that was a big don't for a while.
Yeah. So those are my 4th of July don'ts. Smalls, I would get into the do's. I don't know that we have enough time for the do's.
We got to get into the do's later in the show because
We got to do the do's later in the show.
Because we're running out of time because Dan Graziano is going to pop in here and we're going to talk NFL and World Cup with him. Graz, a big soccer enthusiast, so we want to get his take on Portugal and Croatia. Did Croatia get robbed? Graz coming up next to talk about it. But we need more runway for the do's, CC, because as your accountability partner, may I have some objections here?
You have the objections to the don'ts? Go ahead.
First of all, I'm going to praise you. The no flimsy plates is such a good one because think about it. You're going up just to get your meats, to get your sides. Not only is it going to be heavy, but you're likely having a beverage in the other hand as you're getting ready to carry your stuff to go sit down to eat and drink your meal. So I need a plate that's sturdy enough to not only hold all the food I'm going to put on it, but that I can hold underneath with one hand. So make sure you're buying a plate that can get the job done. Also, no mayo salads, I'm super down with. I make a very good potato salad, and instead of mayo base, it's sour cream. Are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
It's very delicious and light. But here's where my issues start with you. No ramen salad. That's ridiculous. Maybe this is a regional thing.
Yeah, what is ramen salad?
You're going to find a ramen salad at every barbecue and cookout in the Midwest. I can promise you that. And it might be the thing that gets eaten the most.
Is it just pasta salad with ramen? I've never even heard of this.
It's like ramen and coleslaw with a vinegar base. It's outstanding.
That sounds terrible.
Slivered almonds in the mix. No, it's so good.
Coleslaw and so ramen with onions? That sounds horrible.
No, slivered almonds in the mix.
Oh, almonds.
It's so good. Hold on. Let me get you the exact.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard pass.
Well, you're missing out because it's amazing. It's so good. I'm trying to get you all the ingredients here, but
you can't say it's so good just because it's the best thing that you make, Smalls.
Okay, ramen noodles, slivered almonds, sesame seeds, cabbage or shredded lettuce, green onions, and then it's essentially an olive oil, vinegar, sugar, soy sauce dressing. It's so good. I can't believe you would be such a hater when it came to ramen salad. Next up.
Smalls, I got no time for the ramen salad. Next up.
You are missing out, and I'm bringing a personal side of ramen salad to the 4th of July. How dare you say we don't wear the flag? I'm wearing a beautiful sweater here from Ralph Lauren. Shout out to Ralph, an American icon, a guy who is the face and the standard of American fashion. And part of his legacy are these beautiful American flag sweaters. It's our 250th birthday. We got a rep for ourselves. I know, maybe in the Constitution it says don't wear the flag, but come on.
Yes, it's flag protocol. Don't wear the flag.
Yeah, but come on.
Yeah, we're well past that birthday. At this point.
No, he said we're well past that.
Yeah, come on.
And finally, I do want to give you praise on this one, too. No bathing suits unless you're at the beach or the pool. I didn't know people would do that. I didn't know people would show up to a barbecue or a cookout in a swimsuit. You wear a swimsuit if you're going to get into a body of water, not to go hang out.
Yes, because it's hot, people want to be comfortable. There are guys that'll show up with swim trunks and an A-shirt. And there are girls that show up with the Daisy Dukes in a bathing suit top. And there's no water to be found. Not a pool, not a beach, nowhere. So,
no,
yeah,
bathing just, suits. No bathing
exactly.
suits.
Unless.
No bathing suits. No bathing suits.
That's going to happen this weekend because it's going to be like 100 degrees. There'll definitely be people in bathing suits.
Which is why I made the announcement, Cam.
Canty's 4th of July don'ts. Excellent list, minus one or two that were personal attacks on me and potentially the entire Midwest. But we will have his do's later in the show. Also, it's the 4th of July, so we're going to be watching baseball because it is America's pastime. You can tune in for baseball action this Sunday as the Dodgers host the Padres. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Dan Graziano joins us next on Unsportsmanlike.
No bathing suits. Unless.
Introducing the all-new ESPN app. All of ESPN, all in one place. Your home for the most live sports and the best championship moments.
The electricity is palpable.
Step up your game with no annual contract required. Level up for more on the ESPN app or at stream.espn.com.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code FOCUS to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code FOCUS to borrow up to $10,000. Use code FOCUS to borrow up to $10,000.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Gonna get your Willie on.
You bought an RV, and you got an automatic discount from Progressive by bundling it with your home or auto insurance. That's great, but a serious word of warning every RVer should heed. You don't need to talk about things like dry weight or dump stations. And you don't need one of those expensive water filter straws either. Because the most extreme thing most RVers encounter is a campsite without hookups. So just enjoy yourself and Progressive's automatic discount when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our American dream is ice cream. Red, White, and Bluebell is our strawberry ice cream loaded with strawberries, alongside creamy vanilla and blueberry ice cream with real blueberries. A full half gallon of Red, White, and Blue ice cream. Feel free to celebrate.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell half gallons. $6.99 when buying two at Kroger. Now through July 7th.
I'm here with Laura Beth from Kaufman by Design West. Kaufman has over 7,000 square feet of beautiful new home decor pieces and design specialists on staff. See, that would be important for somebody like me who is design challenged.
Yeah, we have design specialists on staff and everything you need from lighting to flooring, designer hardware, and more.
And gift cards are available too. Check them out now. Kaufman by Design West, out west past Taylor Loop, 14900 Cantrell Road.
Or visit us online at kaufmanlumber.com.
Edwards Food Giant presents Arkansas media legend and Drive Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Sports talk and entertainment.
I can't understand the food in your mouth.
That'll put a smile on your face.
I mean, serious, I can't understand a word you're saying.
KABZ Little Rock.
Online health questions required.
You are, and we welcome all of you. Make that most of you on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Unsportsmanlike. American
woman. Happy 4th of July weekend. It is Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Alongside our Super Bowl champion, Chris Candy, I'm Michelle Smallman. We welcome in friend of the show, friend in life, our ESPN NFL insider, Dan Graziano, who covers the NFL, but also very into the World Cup. We've been talking soccer a lot with Graz over the past couple weeks. So, Graz, we have to first get your reaction from what we saw from Portugal and Croatia yesterday. We thought Croatia had the equalizer. The goal was disallowed because of VAR. What was, as a replay enthusiast,
everybody
I know.
Wants replay.
Yeah, there we go. So take it away, Graz. Your thoughts on what we saw yesterday with Portugal and Croatia. And was Croatia robbed?
No, I mean, obviously, this is the whole point, right? If you want replay, the whole point is get the call right. And they have a chip in the ball, so they know it hit that guy's head, even though that really the spirit of the rule obviously has nothing to do with that. But yeah, tough break for Croatia, obviously. But we're all about the letter of the law in modern sports viewing, and this is what happens. The story of yesterday, Michelle, is a new depth of my relationship with Nuno. Because we were texting like during the game, what? About the game, and you know he's on pins and needles about Portugal and Ronaldo and everything. So yeah, it's gone beyond for the first time. Hey, are you available tomorrow at 7:30? Yup. To actually beyond that in terms of our texting relationship. So yeah, I enjoyed that a great deal.
The World Cup bringing Graz and Nuno together beyond the simple transactional text.
It brings the world together.
Wow. Yes. Nuno,
yeah.
Did you initiate this? Because way to go. I'm loving that this interaction is happening.
It was just in the, you know,
he did.
When, yeah, confirming Graz for today and kind of initiate this. Hey, Graz, who knows? Maybe someday I'll meet you down at a colony for a, you know, for a pie and some, you know, a drink.
Well, yeah, well, Portugal, when's Portugal playing next? I got to look it up in the pool. I run a pool. You know, so that's how I follow all this stuff.
Graz, their last game is going to be on Monday against Spain.
CC thinks it's a wrap, Graz.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, they got to play a lot better than they've played. And the Ronaldo thing is actually, I'm sorry, Nuno, cover your ears, but like maybe a problem. Like they looked so much cooler when he was off the field and they didn't have to worry about getting the ball. Is that sacrilegious? I don't know.
Is it, Nuno? Sacrilege?
No, this is a conversation that's been going on. So, and it'll continue until he retires. Yeah. So.
Well, Graz, we wanted to get you one more World Cup question because you have been so locked into this. Balogun hit with the red card. What did you think of the call, and how much will the USA miss him Monday against Belgium?
Again, everybody wants replay. If there wasn't replay, we didn't have to slow everything down and then look at it to the little millimeter, then this wouldn't have happened, but it did, and apparently we do. So hard to argue. I'd love to know, like, all the people are mad about the red card, where they stand on replay, and I'm guessing the Venn diagram is not going to be helpful to their case. Can they survive without him is a little beyond my area of expertise as someone who watches soccer for a month every 4 years. But they are a lot more of a fun-looking team than we've seen in past World Cups. And the kid that hit the free kick for the second goal the other night, Malik Tillman, that was special. And you know, it's unusual, I think, for those of us who watch this, to see a U.S. team that has someone with that level of skill in that moment. We see it with other countries, but I think, you know, we're looking at a team that is the flow and the finesse and the creativity and the overall skill level has probably risen to a point where it hasn't been in the past. I'm not one of these that subscribes to the theory they can win the whole thing, but you can start to see it coming together at a different level.
Graz, we appreciate you breaking down the World Cup to a fine powder. And one of the things that we like to break down the day the show before the 4th of July are the do's and don'ts for the holiday weekend. Now, I just gave out my list of don'ts. Yes. We want to get a do and a don't when it comes to 4th of July weekend from Dan Graziano, who is one of the more sober-minded voices that's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
I do enjoy fireworks. Like, it's not hokey at all. When fireworks are going off, you can get lost in it, and it's cool. It can mean whatever you want it to be. However you're feeling about your country at this point in time, it's still cool to sort of get lost in the celebration and get excited and enjoy. I just love them. As old as I get, I can't get over it. It's still a cool experience. Don't set them off yourself.
Love it.
Perfectly executed.
Yeah, I was covering the Giants that year, and with the
don't,
Jason Pierre
Paul, don't
and
do
I'll
it.
Never forget it as long as I live. Yeah, it's an important lesson.
Like, it is.
You know, don't do that yourself.
It's absolutely not cool. It is dangerous. Enjoy the fireworks, but be safe for sure. Graz, we also need you, since we're on the subject of 4th of July do's and don'ts, to weigh in on one of CeCe's don'ts. I don't know what your plans are for the holiday weekend, but a lot of people will be going to the beach or the pool. They're certainly going to be wearing a bathing suit if they go there. Some people will not be by a body of water, but instead will be going to a barbecue or a cookout. What's your take on those people wearing a swimsuit to the function? Can you wear a bathing suit? Because it is the heat dome right now. It's 100 degrees plus in a lot of parts of the country. Can you wear a bathing suit or some sort of a bathing suit outfit to a barbecue or a cookout if there's no pool?
Is this a co-ed question? Are we talking about men only? I just need to know the particulars of what we're talking about here.
CeCe, what are the parameters?
We're talking about men with swim trunks and A-shirts. And we're talking about women wearing bathing suit tops with shorts on.
Understood. I think that with the level of heat we're dealing with here in the Northeast this weekend, anything goes. Tastefulness would be something I would preach. I don't know that you need to roll into your neighborhood barbecue in a Speedo. That would require a level of confidence that I don't personally have. But I think, you know, you can wear your swim trunks that look like the shorts you might otherwise wear. They don't have to have I think it's good. I think whatever you need to do. But I don't know why I would wear a bathing suit somewhere that there wasn't going to be a pool or a body of water to swim in. What do you gain from that over just shorts?
I don't know either, Graz, but people do it time and again, and I felt compelled to give out that public service announcement. But, Gras, later on this month, we'll have NFL teams reporting to training camp. And I'm curious to know, what storylines are you going to be paying attention to in the days and weeks leading up to the point where teams and players are reporting to camp?
One of them is quarterbacks coming back from injury, and I'm looking at guys like Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, Bo Nix in Denver, Daniel Jones in Indianapolis. You know, how do these guys look? How quickly are they going to be ready to start the season? How quickly is someone like Patrick Mahomes going to be able to play like his old self, you know, the magical one that could lift the Chiefs to great things? And maybe I'll wander down to Madison Square Garden later today, see if I can talk to some folks who are connected with that team. I hear there might be a few of them in town. That's one thing I'll be looking for. Obviously, quarterback competitions, who's going to be the starter in Minneapolis with the Minnesota Vikings, I think is a fascinating one as this summer goes along, and what that all means for the future careers of J.J. McCarthy and Kyler Murray. Quarterback focused, that's the top line stories, but there are some rookies in new places that I'm interested to see, you know, guys like Caleb Downs in Dallas and Sonny Styles in Washington that are going to be counted on for huge roles in their team's defenses. How are they coming along and adapting to things? And then A.J. Brown, and what difference is he going to make for the Patriots up in Foxborough?
Graz, when camp opens, what team will Brandon Ayuk be playing for?
When camp opens, I don't think he's going to be on a new team. But, well, maybe. This is a weird situation, Michelle, where the 49ers have to do something by September 1st. At that point, they're going to have to pay him. You know, they don't want $27 million, so they don't want to do that. But it's been such a standoff, and the Niners have not wanted to do anything. He's obviously trying to force them to do something, but he's not employing what I believe will be effective techniques. His best technique would be to show up. Because if he's there in the building and on the roster September 1st, that's when the money kicks in. If he's not there, then they don't have to pay him. So that would force their hand to a greater extent than anything he could do this month. I think ultimately, you know, he is on another team, and I don't think it's out of the question that that team is Washington, which is obviously where he wants to go. But it's not cut and dried. There are a lot of people have a lot of questions about Brandon Ayuk. He hasn't played in over a year. Obviously, the way he's conducting himself, it would give teams pause. So I think there's a lot to figure out about this situation, and I'm not sure I believe that it'll be resolved by the time camp starts.
Graz, are you anticipating any quarterbacks having new contracts in place by the start of the season?
I'm not. Now, Lamar Jackson's a wild card because we really don't know where that stands, and a lot of it's up to Lamar whether he wants to do something with the Ravens or not. So far, it hasn't been done, and that leads us to wonder if and when it ever will. But the younger guys, the guys who are through year three, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, it seems pretty clear at this point that those teams are interested in waiting and seeing what happens this year and doing the extension next offseason. So those are the three situations I'd be watching, unless, C.C., I'm missing something off the top of my head. I haven't heard anything to indicate that there's been progress on any of those three situations.
He's our
Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
Oh, Baker. Yeah, see, that's a good one. Thank you. Yep. Keeping me honest there. That one, I wouldn't be surprised to see that one done. There does seem to be a little bit of a gulf right now. But as we get closer to the season, this has been a mutually beneficial relationship. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that one get settled somehow before the season starts.
He is our ESPN NFL insider, our unsportsmanlike World Cup commentator, and now new texting buddy of Nuno. He's Dan Graziano. Graz, thanks for the time.
Hey, Butto. I'm calling the Butto in my phone.
Call him Butto from now on. A new nickname is born. Graz, thanks so much and enjoy the holiday weekend.
You guys enjoy. Thanks.
Well, we want to let you know that you can help people affected by the Venezuela earthquakes. Your donation through redcross.org/ESPN enables the Red Cross to prepare for, respond to, and help people recover from this disaster. Warren Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
As Disney celebrates America 250, ESPN celebrates the games, the icons, and the moments that inspire generations. This Independence Day, we are live across America and tell the stories of the athletes who defined American sports. SportsCenter celebrates America July 4th, 5 Eastern on ABC, ESPN, and across Disney networks.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You work out, but you walk the same rounds. You go to the old, never-changing club with old machines and same routines. You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
What's up, guys? It's official. The Dude Perfect Squad Games Tour is coming to a city near you. 22 cities across the U.S.
Including yours. Sunday, July 12th in North Little Rock, Arkansas at Simmons Bank Arena.
A brand new tour, brand new battle, bigger and better than ever.
Woo! Dude Perfect in North Little Rock on July 12th.
Squad Games is officially coming into arenas.
Tickets and information at dudeperfect.com/tour.
The two best words in sports, game seven.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
John Daly joins the Mayhem Tuesday mornings, courtesy of Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership. From Goldwing trikes to side-by-sides, Honda of Russellville has an inventory no one else has. Check it out at HondaOfRussellville.com.
It's where the big boys come to play.
This is madness! This is Sparta!
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock. You're listening to 103.7 The Buzz, Central Arkansas's home for the Hogs, KABZ-FM, Little Rock. I'm over it. With Pat the producer.
Walking through the grocery store yesterday, they have like the donut case, and it was literally, one side was like 50 glazed donuts, the other side was like 50 jelly donuts. Who is eating all of these jelly? My mom took a shot at me yesterday.
Oh.
So how do you feel about that mustache? I'm as fun and festive as they get.
I also don't think my new personal friend, the Prime Minister of Ireland, would appreciate you dissing St. Patrick's Day in this way. Still waiting for my photo with him to drop at Ireland.com.
Ugh. I'm over it. I'm sick and tired and over it.
Get a life.
This is Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and it's that time of the morning where our producer, Pat Costello, complains about things. So, Pat, take it away.
Did you just make yourself laugh on that region there, little Michelle?
Well, because I forgot that the last time that I was in Philadelphia, I was fresh off watching American Revolution, the incredible doc about the birthplace of our country by Ken Burns.
I hear there's a book that's kind of similar.
1776.
Oh, yeah, you guys done
it's
yet?
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, here's the review. We won.
We'll have to give you our thoughts post the holiday weekend, because we do owe people those after they joined our failed book club.
Yeah, 3 months ago.
Yeah, yeah. We gave you a lot of time to complete the book. Yeah. But I went to see Independence Hall, where the Declaration of Independence was formulated and, of course, signed. And as I was exiting, I happened to run into and meet the Prime Minister of Ireland. and we took photos together with a professional photographer, and I didn't know where to find them. So I thought perhaps like Ireland.com or whatever their official government website is that they would drop there. Still have yet to see those. Would like those.
I did notice also in that rejoin that I said that I'm as fun as and festive as they get. And me and Michelle are the only ones, you know, celebrating the holiday at all today. We've got our red, white, and blue. Nobody else? Nothing? Nobody else wanted to get involved
blue.
Here?
I got blue and white.
Yeah.
This is in a blue shirt.
There's nothing. That's not festive, though.
And you're wearing a 76ers hoodie, right?
Actually, this is a Celtics hoodie.
Oh, a Celtics?
This is Bill Russell celebrating him on Team USA.
So I could only see part of it, obviously, because the monitor here is far away. I thought I saw a six, so I thought maybe 76.
A lot of people think it's Dr. J.
You're representing the Celtics?
Yeah, I'm thanking them for Jaylen Brown.
So you should, absolutely.
You should do that. So you're not paying respect or homage to our country on our 250th birthday. Michelle, you're showing love to the Celtics.
I don't even think you listened, Michelle. It's from when you played for Team USA.
Okay, fine, but still, it's
in the
Celtics.
Olympics for America.
Fine, but still, the Celtics.
Bill Russell, he's a legend.
He is a legend, an icon.
I would like to talk about Michelle's moment and why she's anti-spaghetti at a barbecue.
Okay.
Who doesn't like spaghetti or good spaghetti and meatball? Even at a barbecue, I'll take it at any time. I'll eat it for breakfast. Spaghetti and meatballs are great. What's wrong with having them at a barbecue or a cookout or whatever?
It does not go as a side.
Yes, it does.
It does not. Spaghetti is the main character. Spaghetti should be in a big bowl, eaten inside, never outside.
That's why. Open your mind to spaghetti.
Spaghetti can be a main character, but it can also be a sidekick, too.
No.
I mean, you can have spaghetti with chicken parm. It's awesome.
Like no.
Absolutely.
Spaghetti cannot do what LeBron James did for the Lakers and take an adjusted role. Like, that doesn't work. Spaghetti has gotten to be the star of the show.
But it quite literally does.
No. I disagree.
Spaghetti is a first course in a lot of Italian restaurants. It's not the main entree.
I agree. I have seen that on a menu, and I don't love it.
Okay.
I think that's them just trying to throw more noodles at you.
I think it's just an odd side for, like, burgers and ribs and chicken wings, and then you have spaghetti on the side. Also, I want my sides to be cool because the mains are, like, you know, hot, grilled.
Point, Ken.
Like, I want the sides to be, like, watermelon and potato salad and coleslaw and cool me down a little bit.
A little balance there.
The spaghetti is also hot.
Cam, I get exactly what you're talking about, which is why I was on the fence. But then I got indoctrinated into the Midwest by virtue of my marriage. My wife is a native Chicagoan, and they don't have cookouts and barbecues without having spaghetti there. And I will tell you, I didn't like the idea of it, but in terms of the execution, the practicality of it all, it works.
It's great. Maybe I got to try it. I love spaghetti. I just don't think I'd want to have it on a 95-degree day outside.
I'm with you, which is why I tried to convince my wife.
I'll be open-minded.
If we're going to have spaghetti, let's have it during the weekend, but let's not have it on the actual day.
It also,
so we had spaghetti last night.
It also doesn't have to be like piping hot. It's not like it's going to be burning your mouth off.
You would eat lukewarm spaghetti
absolutely.
As a side?
Absolutely.
Sickening. Absolutely foul.
I mean, it doesn't. You think I'm like ripping it out of the pot and throwing it on my plate? No.
That's how you eat
that's
spaghetti.
That's how it's supposed to be.
That's how you're supposed to eat it.
You guys are food snobs.
Well,
because we want hot
meals. Don't lump the Midwest into this. Where I'm from, we're not having spaghetti as a side. This must be a Chicago thing.
Cam also has a good take on fireworks.
Yeah,
St. Louis versus Chicago.
Normally we win.
Fireworks are like turkey on Thanksgiving. If you have some edgy hot take today about how fireworks are overrated or something like that, just save it this year. Every single year, people come out and they're like, here's a scalding hot take. I'll be the first one to say it. Fireworks, actually, not that great. Like, people do the same thing with turkey on Thanksgiving. Like, just appreciate what happens on the holiday. You don't have to be cool because you don't like fireworks as much. It's a display in the sky for 20 minutes out of your year. You know, get over it. Like, I hate when people are like, I'm so cool because I don't like fireworks or turkey on Thanksgiving.
Fireworks are synonymous with the 4th of July.
Hey, Canty, how do you feel about turkey on Thanksgiving?
Listen, I respect how people fly with Thanksgiving. I would just say that the duck is my preferred poultry.
No problem with that.
But you're not dissing turkey.
No, I'm not dissing turkey. I'm not having turkey in my house. It's going to be duck forever and always.
Are you anti-fireworks,
so much so that
too?
I baked it into our vows. No, I'm not anti-fireworks. I love fireworks.
Okay.
I got a bunch of fireworks. I'm going to set them off in the backyard. That's going to happen. I'm going to watch the fireworks show in the local town. I'm going to enjoy the fireworks. Who doesn't like fireworks? The wonderment of seeing the sky light up from fireworks, hearing the boom. It's awesome. Not liking fireworks is unpatriotic, period.
So you're directly going against Graz's don'ts here. Interesting.
Do you read more about your team in the off-season than in the season? Does your game day outfit include a brown bag with eye holes? Then you may be a fan of a BST or bad sports team. Luckily, when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive, you're protected. Because seeing your painted face in the rearview mirror after a loss isn't just depressing. It's distracting. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states or situations.
Michelle here. Look, in sports, the best teams know when to make their move. Sherwin-Williams is making theirs with their 4th of July sale. We're talking 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. You know, I'm looking at these studio walls. They're a bit gray. I'm thinking I wouldn't mind a little more red in here. Get that Cardinal spirit going. Yeah, I like that. Order online and get everything delivered right to your door or swing by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See source for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my iron wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Brown.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
And still Arkansans fan fade.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663 or visit oltmansroofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem